White House invites congressional leaders.
Democrats are skeptical that this is a real attempt at negotiation.
Border breach stopped.
The migrants choking after the tear gas was launched across the border.
Anguish after deadly roadway shooting.
Did I make a wrong turn in front of him? And I did it.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The big question on the second day of 2019 is, will this year be any different from 2018 in Washington? There's still a partial government shutdown. It began just before Christmas. And today, President Trump has called congressional leaders of both parties to the White House. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The invitation went out to the top Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. Eight leaders altogether for what's been described as a Homeland Security briefing on border security. It marks the first face-to-face meeting between the president and top congressional Democrats in more than 3 weeks. Now, top Democrats confirm they will attend today, but they have also expressed skepticism. One aide says this looks more like a White House stunt than a serious effort to end the partial shutdown. Nancy Pelosi, who is set to become House Speaker tomorrow, intends to immediately pass bills that would reopen shuttered agencies without extra money for a border wall. But last night, the White House put out a statement saying Pelosi's proposal, quote, will not reopen the government because it fails to secure the border. Steve?
Well, in Washington, CBS's Chip Reed on the impact of the shutdown.
Without a deal on the wall, the shutdown will continue as trash and human waste pile up at some national parks, calls go unanswered at the IRS, and the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo prepare to close. The animals will be cared for, but the hugely popular panda cam will go dark.
Ready to take his seat in the U.S. Senate, former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is criticizing President Trump. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The on-again, off-again feud between the men appears to be back on, with Romney questioning President Trump's fitness for office in a searing Washington Post op-ed piece. Among other things, the Utah Republican, whose Senate run Mr. Trump endorsed, accuses the president of engaging in what he calls the politics of anger and fear. Romney potentially positioning himself for another presidential bid after losing to Barack Obama in 2012 and sitting out the 2016 race Mr. Trump won. Or, as Mr. Trump just tweeted minutes ago, I won big and he didn't. Steve?
Well, it was New Year's Day action at the southern border near Tijuana, Mexico. KFMB-TV's Richard Allen says dozens of migrants attempted to try to cross.
Agents say some of the migrants tried to lift toddlers up and over the fence wire, posing a danger to the children. Adding in a statement, agents were not in a position to safely assist the children due to the large number of rocks being thrown at them. In response, agents fired tear gas along with smoke and pepper spray, specifying in a statement that it was meant for the rock throwers south of the fence and that the deployments were not directed at the migrants attempting entry on the U.S. side or at the fence line.
Well, the United States is demanding the immediate return of an American who's been detained by Russia. CBS's Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon.
Paul Whelan, a former Marine, was detained last Friday, but Russia's intelligence service gave no details of his alleged espionage activities. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. hopes to gain consular access to him in the next few hours, but is also demanding his immediate return, along with an explanation of why he was arrested. His brother says he was in Moscow for a wedding.
It's an unusually snowy start to the new year in parts of the Southwest. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says a storm system has brought snow to parts of southern Arizona.
In the desert Southwest, it's been an oddly snowy period of hours, and it's going to continue during the day. So we've got snow all the way down to the Mexican border. We could be seeing an inch or two of snow in Tucson. That's a feat they haven't accomplished since 1990.
Some northern parts of Arizona are getting 6 inches or more. There's a manhunt in Texas after a drive-by shooting in Houston that left a 7-year-old girl dead. CBS's Janet Shamlian says the child's mother, who was driving at the time, was wounded.
Everybody loved Jasmine.
In her Houston hospital bed, LaPortia Washington lay grieving and in shock over the death of her daughter. 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes was shot and killed early Sunday when a stranger pulled alongside their car on a service road and opened fire on Washington and her 4 daughters. The 30-year-old mom was hit in the shoulder.
Can you think of anything that transpired?
I replayed this moment in my head over 1 million times. Did I cut this man off? Did I make a wrong turn in front of him? And I did it. He fired. for no reason.
In Melbourne, Florida, a 2-year-old girl was hurt when she fell through some steel poles and into a rhinoceros exhibit at a zoo. WKMG-TV's James Sparvero.
The zoo says somehow the daughter fell out of the father's hands backwards, they described it, her entire body through those poles, and that's when at least one of the rhinos made contact with her with their snout. And they say the other rhinos, there may have been as many as three, brushed up against her.
The child's being treated at a hospital. When a Frontier Airlines flight arrived yesterday in Tampa from Cleveland, 6 passengers who got sick were taken off for treatment.
They were just coming out of nowhere, just throwing up, sick, throwing up, like in every different aisle. It was nasty.
The others were kept on board for about an hour after the plane landed. It's thought the illnesses might be linked to an airport drinking fountain. Well, the new year has newfound riches for someone.
Tonight's winning numbers are 57, 70, 34, 62, 44, and the gold mega medal is 14.
Well, just one winning ticket with those numbers sold at a store on New York's Long Island for the $425 million Mega Millions jackpot, 8th largest prize in the game's history. A lot of people around this country got to know Tyler Trent.
I'm Tyler Trent. I've been a diehard sports fan for pretty much my entire life.
He fought through a rare bone cancer as a teenager to attend Purdue University, where he became the adopted captain of the school's football team and a social media sensation. His family says Tyler died yesterday. He was 20 years old. A comedian is trying to make amends in the new year, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
It was not a good New Year's Eve for Tiffany Haddish. She was performing to a sold-out audience in Miami, and she bombed with a lot of silence.
I'm about to tell a joke right as soon as you shut the f*** up.
She even confirmed reports of it on Twitter, saying, yes, this happened. I wish it was better. I prayed on it, and I have a strong feeling that this will never happen again. Haddish admitted to partying the night before until 7 in the morning. She was also drinking on stage as boos grew louder and people started walking out. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Netflix says it pulled an episode of a satirical show from streaming in Saudi Arabia after the kingdom complained. Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj criticized the crown prince over the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.